With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 15th of July. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733, title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. None of this is possible without Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. They will get you the compensation you deserve. Also, it's summertime, but we still got a lot going on. And Bet Online, your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, UFC, MMA, even WWE. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game is over, you head on over to Bet Online's online casino. Play some blackjack, some poker. They have over 150 slot games for you to choose from. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here. So it's a Monday, which means that this morning I was on Driving the Line. That's your sports betting brand of record. My man, Jonathan Coachman, YouTube.com/@drivingtheline. You can check me out there. We had a lot of fun. Did obviously a lot on baseball, home run derby, all-star, that kind of deal. So I'm on with them every Monday. Go check that out. All right. And thanks, by the way, to everyone who hung out with me this weekend on ESPN Radio. We did Saturday game day. We did Sunday primetime. I'm back on ESPN Radio this Wednesday doing Carlin versus Joe at noon. Wednesday and Thursday, Carlin versus Joe. Friday, I'm doing Freddie and Harry alongside Harry Douglas. So I hope you guys hang out with me then. That'll be a lot of fun. Now, there's a lot happening here, all right? First of all, Copa America is where we got to begin, right? That disaster that took place last night at Hard Rock Stadium, no one better to talk about it with than my man from ESPN FC, Luis Miguel Echegaray. No one covers Lionel Messi better than Luis Miguel Echegaray. So we'll get him on. We're going to get him in a few minutes here, all right? He'll tell us about the game last night. We'll talk about Messi, what it means for him moving forward, and the disaster which started hours before the game at Hard Rock Stadium. So I was never considering going to the game, but I have fun with it where I look up the price. I'm like, all right, $1,900 just to get in the door. Cheapest ticket. I do know that before the game, they were sending out warnings. If you don't have a ticket, do not come to the stadium. Like, not even for tailgating. It's too many people. The part that gets me, and I understand people who don't have tickets going to the stadium, because you're going to tailgate. You want to have a good time with your friends and family who maybe do have tickets. Heck, maybe someone's selling a ticket on hand there in person, and you can get it for a much better price than online. So I understand going. Look, plenty of people go to Dolphin games and tailgate, and they just watch the game in the parking lot. Like, they're just there for the atmosphere and for the event. I understand that. The part that I don't understand is the bum rushing of the gates, where if you don't have a ticket, you and your pals, I mean, fucking animals, right? You and your pals, you just say, all right, we don't have tickets, but we're just going to get in anyway. Like, that's the plan? That's the part that I don't understand. You got these animals who decide to rush up the gate, or they're jumping the fence. I saw someone had a ladder, and they were using the ladder. It's like they were attacking the Alamo. They're climbing up the ladder. They're jumping over the walls. You got people. You got these animals who are climbing through the air vents. Like, it's Die Hard. You know, John McClane. The part that gets me, and if it's not bad enough that, you know, you have all these people who are jumping through the air vents and jumping through the gates or whatever, but the part that gets me is when I see the women who are standing and waiting to go through the air vents and to climb through. I don't know why. I guess, like, men, I guess, behaving really poorly, I can understand, but somehow women behaving really poorly, that grabs my attention. It's stupid, right? It's really stupid. But I don't understand that. And the people who are bum rushing the gate, the women, and they're holding kids' hands and they're just charging through the gate. I saw a dog that was off its leash, a little foo-foo dog. That dog's probably dead. That dog probably got trampled. There were women who were yelling and crying, seemed like maybe they lost their children. A total disaster. Luis Miguel Echegaray, he'll tell us whose fault it was. It seems, I can't possibly believe it's on Hard Rock Stadium. Hard Rock Stadium is at a million events, huge events, international events. And they've never had this kind of issue. This seems like it's CONMEBOL who runs the, you know, Copa America tournament. This seems like it was their fault. Maybe they didn't staff it properly. I don't know. But I don't believe it's on Hard Rock Stadium. Hard Rock Stadium knows how to handle big events. And this is big event as any, especially when you have the two teams that you have there. Just an incredible contingent of Colombian fans down here, Argentinian fans down here. It was like a perfect storm. And I think what we learned the most is we know soccer fans are nuts. I mean, they are hooligans. We know this. We love American football in this country. We love the NFL. We're crazy about it. But I think if you didn't know, you learned last night. The football fan, the soccer fan, it's a different animal. It's a completely different level of fanaticism. They're nuts. Or at least they can be nuts. And rules, they're disregarded. Laws, they're disregarded. The most important thing in the world to them is to watch their football team. And some of them, a lot of them, they were fucking animals last night. What they did to that stadium, destroying escalators, breaking down the gates, trampling people. People are hurt. It's a disgrace what we were seeing on those videos. The game had to be delayed an hour and 15 minutes. I got up the air yesterday from doing ESPN Radio primetime. I wanted to take a quick swim with my boys in the Zaslow Mansion pool. And I was like, all right, I've resigned to missing like the first 20 minutes of the game. So I want to swim. And I get out of the pool. It's 8:25. I'm like, all right, I probably missed the first 20 minutes. And as I'm going upstairs to take a shower, I check on my phone. It says game starting at 8:30. I was like, oh, I thought the game was starting at 8. I thought it was one of those tricks, which Fox, that's Fox's move. Fox tricks you. They tell you like the game's at 7, but it's really at 8. They want you to tune in an hour early. Fox is the worst with that. So I figured, oh, they tricked me. I fell for it. And then when I get out of the shower and I put the game on and I start seeing all the videos and the pre on Twitter and the pregame show on Fox is showing clips and I'm like, oh shit, this is why the game is delayed. And then it gets pushed back even further to 9:15. Just so animals, these people. There's no other way to sum it up. Disgusting. Disgusting what they did to that stadium and people getting hurt. Fucking awful. And I can't even imagine what it was like getting out. Now, I haven't seen... I turned to my son at one point in the middle of the game. I was like, if Colombia... Because it was majority Colombian fans. If Colombia wins or even loses, I was expecting there to be riots based on the behavior we saw before the game. Now, I didn't see any videos to that nature. Maybe things were okay at the end of the game. But man, I mean... The people who paid $1,000, close to $2,000 a ticket, who couldn't even get in because they were at capacity. They stopped letting people in. Or there were people who were waiting outside for hours to get in, and I saw they decided to go home. It's like, it's not worth it. And then you get to your seat, and people are, these fucking animals are in your seat, and they won't move? What? Awful. Awful. I'm so glad I never even considered going. So glad. Really terrible. All right, let's get to it here. Let's get to our pal. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program. Of course, that's Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul. Grab a refreshing German lager in a can. You pick up a six-pack, your local Sedanos, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. You can go to johnnycuba.us. Use the Johnny Locator. Find the nearest location to you. And of course, always drink responsibly. And don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So the big story, Copa America last night, Hard Rock Stadium. What a disaster. Our pal, of course, is ESPN FC's Luis Miguel Echegaray joining us here. Nobody covers Lionel Messi better than Luis Miguel. Always love having you on the show here. So first off, let's talk about Messi, and then we'll get to the extracurricular stuff that happened last night at the stadium. Messi, you see him, he's taken out of the game. He's crying hysterically. I mean, Luis Miguel, that's because he knows that, wow, my last time representing my country is being helped off the field. Is that what that was last night?
I think, Jonathan, it was a combination of a lot of things. Lionel Messi, whether that was his first game, as a, you know, a teenager or his last one, he always wants to be on the pitch. He always wants to play. He always wants to help his team, whether it's Argentina or any other club that he has played for, or even when he was younger. So part of it was that, right? He knew that the, you know, at that point, the game was not won, and he wanted to do everything possible to do it. The other part was, I mean, that ankle was like a massive mushroom, man. That was swollen. So he really, really hurt himself. So as we are taping, as we're talking, we still have to wait to see the extremities of that injury. So that's the other part of it. And yes, I think the other part of it is the emotional component, as you said it. You know, was this his final, performance with Argentina in a major tournament? Because obviously they still play World Cup qualifiers, etc. So that's a question for him. Only he can answer that. Turned 37 years old during Copa America, of course. So it's all a combination of everything. And also, you know, I know we're going to talk about it, but the tumultuous way that this final presented itself, there was just so many things that were aligning themselves for Messi just to really be emotional, because he's always been an emotional player, no matter what age, as I've said. So really, it was the injury, the fact that he couldn't continue helping his teammates. Lionel Scaloni, the manager, said it. And also, is this one of my final moments? So all of it really just, you know, took him in. It was a lot to handle, for sure.
You know, we saw this last year when he first got here with Inter Miami, and his first appearances were Leagues Cup games and U.S. Cup games. And we saw how important it is to him, how much it means to him, how hard he was playing, the way he celebrates with his teammates. And so we immediately here in South Florida got the sense of, wow, this guy who's accomplished everything, he still really cares and he really loves the competition. And I think that right there last night, it goes to show he's got nothing left to prove to anyone, but it still means something to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the makeup of Messi, and I think that's what makes him so unique, and to me, in my opinion, the greatest player the game has ever seen, because he's not really concerned with, you know, the silverware or statistics, even though they are ridiculous. In fact, that Copa America title extends his streak as the most decorated footballer of all time with 45 trophies. He doesn't care about any of that. He wants to win with this team, by the way, who he sees as a family, the Argentina national team. Like, he loves them so much and they love him. So to him, that's all that matters, whether it's Inter Miami, Argentina, Barcelona before that, even PSG. He just wants to play. He wants to win. And that's what makes him a champion.
How much more time do you think he has left? Obviously, he's got the last half of this MLS season. Whenever he's ready to return, hopefully he returns not too long with that ankle injury. How many more seasons do you think he has left?
I don't know. Every time you ask him that question, there is never a certainty, you know, specifically this last time around in the last few weeks when he was asked about that, he was like, my body is going to tell me when I can't do it. And I honestly can't give you an exact date, but he's definitely referencing to the fact that it's getting closer than further away for him saying goodbye to the game, which will obviously be, you know, one of the saddest days, I think, as well. But, you know, let's put this into context, right? He turned 37 during this Copa America tournament. And as you mentioned, he still wants to help Inter Miami win MLS Cup, which would be a historic achievement. So I think he wants to value that. He still has this season. Then he has a, you know, an option to extend for another season. Then Miami Freedom Park, the stadium itself, the new stadium as well. I think he probably wants to be a part of that. And then obviously helping Argentina qualify for the World Cup in 2026. And then 2026. I mean, he'll be 40 years old, man. Like, it's, you know, can he do it? I mean, he's going to do everything possible, I'm sure, because he's just so in love with the game. He's obsessed with it. But his body's going to tell him. But I'm hoping that we might be able to say he could maybe do this 2026 World Cup, but, you know, don't count on me on it, because every time you ask him about it, he's getting closer to saying, this is my goodbye.
Now, Luis Miguel is here in South Florida right now. He's been here for the last few weeks, but neither of us went to the match last night. Both of us are grateful we didn't go to the match last night. First, let's deal with who was in charge last night, and then essentially, I guess, who's to blame for everything that happened. Because I'll tell you, Luis Miguel, you know this, Hard Rock Stadium has hosted international events, Super Bowls, F1, major concerts. They've never had an issue like this. Why did last night's events take place?
An absolute abomination of an evening. And let's begin with the pure facts here. CONMEBOL, the South American Confederation that's responsible for Copa America, is responsible for organizing the whole event, including last night's final. They work in partnership with security, with local forces there in Miami-Dade, South Florida, of course, and as you mentioned, Hard Rock Stadium and what they can provide. But CONMEBOL are the organizers. It's not the U.S. Soccer Federation. It's not FIFA. They're responsible for the World Cups. It's CONMEBOL. And yesterday, the very first level of responsibility goes with them. And as you mentioned, Jonathan, this is, and I've been here for a few weeks. I didn't go to the final. I wasn't needed because my excellent colleagues at ESPN were there already. But I have gone there for the other two matches with Uruguay, Panama, and Argentina and Peru. And I've gone to Hard Rock before as well. And as you mentioned, like Super Bowls, Formula One, by the way, which like requires an incredible level of security as well, because it's outside of the stadium and they have never seen anything like that. And that falls to CONMEBOL's responsibility of making sure that nothing as crazy, as horrific what happened last night happened. And it did. And part of the reason is, and let's set the scene here. From 3 p.m., you're meant to have, you know, this warning saying, get to the stadium early. If you have tickets, let's go. From 5 p.m., the gates were meant to be open. Kickoff was meant to be at 8 p.m., right? But what happens, for those that don't, I know your local listeners and viewers know that Hard Rock Stadium is sort of kind of perfectly built to make sure that you have, like, multiple checkpoints. They did it for Formula One. They've done it in the past as well, you know, and I really feel that one of the biggest issues yesterday was that that didn't happen. So what happened is people that didn't have tickets got as close as they possibly could to the ground. And then this is thousands and thousands. And obviously the minimum capacity for an NFL stadium, 60,000, it was way more than that, just trying to push in. And that all falls with CONMEBOL. You should have anticipated that, because guess what? It's not the first time this has happened. And guess what? We've already seen scenes of violence and things like that with Uruguay and Colombia, of course. And also in the past, Argentina, Brazil. So this was just a ridiculous thing. So yes, obviously Hard Rock Stadium suffers as a result of it. We've seen obviously the damage and the horrific scenes of kids crying and everything like that and not being able to make it into the stadium. But this falls to the responsibility of CONMEBOL 100%.
Sorry to break up the conversation here, guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It can make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. I just don't understand, you know, and I know they gave out warnings ahead of time saying, if you don't have tickets, do not come to the stadium, all right? I don't understand the people who don't have tickets. You're telling me like they just decided, okay, we're going to try and break through the gates and we're going to try and get in even though we don't have tickets. Like that was actually their mindset?
Yeah, so this is something that people need to understand, especially like in the world of football. Like this happens everywhere all over the world. It's not limited to South America. It's not limited to Latin America. It's everywhere. People are so obsessed and passionate about trying to see their game, even without a ticket, they want to do it. It is not right. It is absolutely not right. Obviously, it's the wrong thing to do, but it happens. We live in a world where there are decent people and people that just mess up. And this is not limited just to one particular region or culture. This is everybody. And yesterday was a massive example of that. And yeah. And here's the other thing, by the way, like, and this is what I wanted folks to understand before the tournament even started. Copa America, it's a South American tournament, but in the United States, there's a huge, massive diaspora of Latin Americans, right? From all different types of ages and backgrounds, exactly. More than nearly 300,000 Colombian Americans live around the South Florida area, way more than Argentinians. Like, so you're just thinking about all, and I'm not even talking about the people that are flying in. Like, so all this massive community of people, whether they have a ticket or not, they just want to be part of the atmosphere. And yes, it's not right. But guess what? It happens. And this is my point. CONMEBOL knows this. They are familiar with this. It's happened over and over again. So really, you should have anticipated this and be way more disciplined. Whatever you think it was going to be way, way worse. And guess what? It happened. So like, it's a massive, massive issue, because guess what? If you don't have a ticket, unfortunately, we live in the sad reality of the world where people are idiots and they make mistakes and they do silly things. The organizers have to be better equipped for those situations.
I think, you know, also to further your point, I think, and we love American football in this country. We're crazy about it, you know, but I think yesterday we got a real glimpse here that football fans, soccer fans, it's a different animal than than we know in this country.
Yeah, it is. It is. And part of it is a beautiful part of it. The optimistic, the good side of it is that it's called a beautiful game. It's called the world's game because everybody just loves it. You only need a ball and a space to play it. This country is already being intoxicated and enamored with the sport itself. Like, young people everywhere are playing it. Like, it's just beautiful to see. But with everything comes also a dark side, which is like, people again are idiots and they make silly mistakes and they make unjust mistakes. And because it's such a popular sport, you're going to see a tremendous amount of people sometimes do the wrong thing. Like yesterday, it is down to the organizers and the people that host these events that are making a lot of money out of it to make sure that the people that really deserve to be there, because there's so many stories about people paying $2,000 a ticket, which is just ridiculous. And they couldn't get in because everybody that was breaking the rules got in instead. And that's not fair. There's going to be stupid people all the time, everywhere, no matter where you go. The point is that the organizers and people that are hosting these events take care of the people that do follow the rules. And that's not what happened yesterday.
So like you said, you believe the blame goes toward the organizers, CONMEBOL. So do we have to be worried about the World Cup here in 2 years then?
Well, the World Cup is hosted by FIFA, so it's a completely different confederation. Having said that, there is something to be said about making sure that these stadiums, Hard Rock Stadium, I mean, you mentioned others as well, and we can talk about, you know, AT&T and Bank of America in North Carolina, though that's already a Charlotte FC stadium. Even Mercedes-Benz, or if you go down to the West Coast, Kansas City, they do Arrowhead, etc. Like, FIFA is looking at this tournament and making sure we cannot allow this to happen at all. So from a purely organizational perspective, FIFA is responsible for the World Cup. This is a CONMEBOL tournament, but there are lessons to be learned. From now, a U.S. soccer perspective, like you mentioned, just from people that work in these stadiums, that run these stadiums, that obviously are the homes, like Hard Rock being the home to the Miami Dolphins, etc. They really have to make sure now to understand just exactly what's going to happen in 2026. This is not a Super Bowl, my friend. This is like a million Super Bowls in one summer. This is a massive, massive thing. And it's a global event. And it's the biggest men's World Cup ever. So, like, it's very important for everybody to really be in tangent and understand what's going on, because it's not just down to the stadium organizers. It's down to the main event organizer making sure that there's constant communication and everybody saying, get ready, because this is something unprecedented.
Luis Miguel, let me sneak in a Team USA question here. Head coach, what are we hearing? What's the direction they should go in?
Well, so Greg Berhalter obviously is gone, as you mentioned. And now the big question and the big responsibility, and in my opinion, the biggest yet, because one of the obstacles for the United States men's national team, actually, which may seem like an advantage, but I actually see it as a hindrance, is that they don't have to qualify for the Men's World Cup in 2026. And with that limits competition, right? You really need to make sure that now you test yourself. So now you need a manager that really understands, continues to understand both the domestic makeup of U.S. soccer, right, what's going on in MLS, et cetera, and at the same time understand the identity of what it takes to take on the big super powerhouses, right? If you really want to make it, you have to compete against the likes of Spain or France or Morocco or, you know, these teams that really show what they can do at big tournaments. So you need a manager that has that. So there's two ways that you can go about it, right? Two ways that the U.S. Soccer Federation can go. You either really stick with the, you know, they have to be, or maybe we're leaning towards a U.S. born manager, right? Or maybe once again, return to a foreign manager. In my opinion, where you're born doesn't matter. You just have to really understand those two things, the makeup of the domestic development in this country and understand what it takes to beat the big teams. So at ESPN, we, with myself and some great colleagues, we did at a list of like 16 candidates of who could be these people. And you've got many names. I've got names, somebody like Wilfred Nancy, for example, the Columbus Crew manager. I know Columbus Crew fans will hate me for saying his name, but he is a tremendous talent who is not American born, understands the domestic game, but also understand the competitive nature of what it means to win. Because my other thing, Jonathan, by the way, is that one of my biggest pet peeves, not even a pet peeve, but one of the biggest criticisms for me about the USMNT is that they're so great. They're very talented, but they're in a little bit, they're kind of like a frat house. They're very comfortable. They need to learn how to be uncomfortable. And I feel Wilfred Nancy could be one. Everybody wanted Jurgen Klopp. That's not going to happen. He wants a break. He wants a sabbatical. But I like the ambition, though. That's how ambitious you have to be. So I encourage everybody to check out on that list. There's some great lists out there, but we'll have to wait and see. It's a massive responsibility for the U.S. Soccer Federation to find out their new manager because they can't get it wrong this time around.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nobody covers what's going on soccer better than Luis Miguel Echegaray. No. And also, I mean, he's one of my favorites because just like me, he is a huge Pearl Jam fan.
Massive.
So Luis Miguel, Dark Matter, the last album, do you love it?
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so good. I think Waiting for Stevie is actually a historical classic already. I love it. I think it brings back a little bit of that 90s grunge, man. And yeah, I'm just waiting. I am hoping, I'm praying that I can see them at MSG in September, just like you. And I'm absolute obsessed Pearl Jam fan. My wife like tells me to just stop talking about them so much. Like, that's how much I love it. But yeah, I love them so much. And I love them all.
Our wives are on the same page. I told her a few days ago, listen, I think I'm going up to Fenway. We're going to go to their show. She's like, it's enough already. You know, I got to keep seeing them. They're 60 years old. I don't know how much longer it's going to be, Luis Miguel.
Exactly, man. Let me tell you something. I don't care what anybody says. They're the greatest ever band in the history of music. Full stop.
That's right. They're the Messi of rock music. That's right.
There you go.
Luis Miguel Echegaray, always love having you on the show. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work, of course.
Thanks so much, my man.
Excellent job by Luis Miguel Echegaray. I love, he's a huge Pearl Jam fan. Obviously, you were able to tell there, but he told me once how many times he's seen him. I don't remember. I mean, listen, it's not a competition. I've seen him 26 times, and Luis Miguel has seen them a lot. I don't know if he's seen them more than me. Again, not a competition, but he loves Pearl Jam. And I told him, I told him earlier, actually, I am looking to go to the show, one of the two shows in Fenway. They're playing Fenway Park, two shows in September. I'm looking to go with my son, Corey, my older son. I think we're going to go to the second show in Fenway. I got some fun stuff to announce. There's only a certain number of shows or certain dates that work for me. I got some fun stuff to announce regarding ESPN Radio. Not yet, maybe in the next couple of weeks as far as what I'm doing in the fall for football season. But I think it's looking like I'm going to go to Fenway 2 the second night, which is a Tuesday night, September 17th. And I'm trying to see show number 27. And then after that, I'm trying to see show number 28 and so on and so forth. So anyway, he loves Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam. That's what makes him great. Great job by Luis Miguel, as always. All right. You know what else, though, is a great job? When you guys take my advice when it comes to getting a new car. If you're thinking about getting a new ride, the summer sales event is going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership we personally endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. We're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And here's the best part. It's so hot outside, right? You're going to enjoy a fully indoor car shopping experience. Perfect for this hot, hot summer. A cool car shopping experience at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now, you can make zero down payment, zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, get 0% APR financing on featured new Subarus. Or what about leasing a Subaru Crosstrek? Just $219 a month. For 36 months with $59.95 due at signing. All offers with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com for full details. Whether you want a relaxed, indoor, cool shopping experience or you just need your current vehicle serviced, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They service all makes and models, so you're going to get service with confidence. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, I didn't see this. Well, first, tomorrow night you got MLB All-Star. Tonight, Home Run Derby. So, I got a Zaslow Show 2.0 poll question that's out on social media right now. Feel free to vote in the poll question. And the poll question is, if I am gambling on tonight's Home Run Derby with my sons, does that make me a good father or a great father? So go vote right now. That's right. Me and my two boys, it's one of my favorite things. When you realize stuff like this, when your boys get to a certain age where you could do stuff with them like this, there's three of us. There's eight contestants in the Home Run Derby tonight. So what are we going to do? We're going to do a little draft. We're going to draft players. Each of them will get three guys. I'll get shorted. I'll get two. So I'll probably get the third overall pick. My sons will get the first and second. I'll get third. We'll draft eight players total. And whoever will put money in the pot. And whoever wins gets all the money. Home Run Derby. That's how we make it exciting. So that's what we got going on. I think it's a tough poll. Good father, great father. I think it makes me a great father. But you can go vote. What does it make me, a good father or a great father, gambling on Home Run Derby with my sons? I'm very much looking forward to that. Now, how about this? So, SiriusXM NBA Radio, and I think it was I don't know who the hosts were. I know Ryan McDonough, former general manager of the Phoenix Suns, who, by the way, used to do a weekly hit with me when I was on 790 The Ticket. He's a host on SiriusXM NBA Radio. And they, NBA Radio was in, or was, is in Vegas over the weekend. And they're doing like a, they were getting a bunch of general managers from all the teams to come and sit down. And so they got Andy Ellsberg, which I think is pretty shocking because Andy Ellsberg never does interviews. He rarely does media. So I was rather surprised at that. But Andy Ellsberg had some interesting stuff to say when he was asked about Jimmy Butler. So I have the transcript here, all right? And this is Ryan McDonough asking him, Andy, take us inside this offseason as it pertains to Jimmy Butler. He's been the best player on two different Eastern Conference champions. I'm not going to ask you to predict how it ends, but Jimmy has this year under contract. He has a player option for next year at about $52 million. He is extension eligible now. What are the different options and discussions that you foresee potentially taking place with Jimmy over the next 12 months? And again, I want you to understand how shocking it is that Andy Ellsberg is even doing this media. And he responds with, excuse me, as Pat Riley said in his press conference, it isn't something we have to do now. We have an opportunity to do this all year long. And then there's an opportunity that he becomes a free agent next year and we sit down and do a contract at that point. If a player wants to be in Miami and we want him in Miami, the rest of it is logistics. That's how Pat has always approached it. Whether it's cap room or timing, that just becomes a piece of it. I think Jimmy's indicated he wants to be in Miami. And at the end of the day, we would like Jimmy to be in Miami. Pat has indicated in his postseason press conference that there are things he wants to see and there are challenges he wants met. Jimmy's not one who is familiar with being challenged. Pat and Jimmy are two very strong-willed people who are looking for the same thing, which is ultimately to win. My view of it is that it ultimately works itself out. There are lots of ways it can work out. And foremost, do the player and the team want to continue working together? If they do, there are lots of ways to make the rest of the numbers work if everyone wants to make a deal. There are lots of ways you can make the deal with different pieces to it. The most important thing is everyone wanting to make the deal, end quote. All right. The part of this that I love is one of the things that I love about the organization in general. And look, it's one of the reasons that LeBron left. And that is what it is. But this organization, they are not going to change the way they are. They are not going to change the way they do things based on what the player wants. The player is the employee, like it or not. The Heat is the employer, the front office, the coach, or the boss. And as you see here, quote, Pat has indicated there are things he wants to see and there are challenges he wants met. Jimmy's not one who is familiar with being challenged. Number one, Jimmy appreciates being challenged. Jimmy's going to like being challenged. Jimmy doesn't like when people doubt him, and he's going to come back and try and shove it in the Heat's face for challenging him. And I love it. That's going to be best for both sides. But how Pat, they're not pressured into giving Jimmy Butler a deal right now. They're not pressured into giving him a deal next month. He's under contract. And ultimately, if both sides want to continue working together, they will figure that out. Not only are the Heat not giving in to Jimmy's contract demand, but on top of it, they're going to challenge him and tell him what they want to see out of him for them to give him what he wants. No other team's doing that. Every other team has to make sure the players are happy. Oh, are you happy? What can we do for you? How much money can we give you? Will you do this? Will you do that? We want to make sure you're happy. No. No, the Heat do what's best for the organization. And if the player is not on board with that, then the player's not a good fit for the organization. It's not a good fit for the team. And this is going to work out just fine because guess what? Jimmy's a great fit for the organization. He's a great fit for the team. It's one of the things, one of the main things I love about the Miami Heat. They don't give in to the star player. This is how we do it here. And if you're not on board with that, then we're going to find a way to move on. So I love it. I'm shocked that Andy Ellsberg did media, but I love it. I love everything about that right there. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. always brought to us by the place where we get all the big deals on our favorite South Florida sports team apparel. That's Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie. That's the spot, Miami fan shop. You're looking for your Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami gear. Everyone knows Caneswear is the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but they carry an amazing selection for all of your favorite South Florida sports pro teams. Men, women, kids, even for your pets. Stop by Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fan shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? We'll start out here with Nick Saban. So Nick Saban, you know, he's an analyst now for college football on ESPN. And here he is, SEC Media Days. How strange it is to not be a coach.
Well, it's a little different. I've never won a credential in my life and was always for 17 years able to get into SEC Media Day without a credential. I had to go back to the room today and get my credential to get in. So that's one of the biggest changes I see. It's not like it used to be.
I'm going big deal, and here's why. I don't like Nick Saban, but I could be unbiased about this. Unlike Bill Belichick, I think Nick Saban's going to be fantastic as an analyst. Nick Saban can show you personality. Nick Saban has shown you personality. Belichick, you can't be a total asshole all the time, 24/7, and then expect me to give you a chance. I'm not even giving Belichick a chance. Saban, I think, is going to be very good as an analyst. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So this is Saturday afternoon. Late in the Chicago Sky, New York Liberty game. I was actually on the air doing ESPN Radio Game Day as this game was coming to a close. And the Liberty won 81-67. The Sky have the ball, 20 seconds remaining, clock ticking down. They're down by 14. Normally in that spot, you're going to dribble out the clock, game's over. Or maybe you'll try and get a quick layup, or maybe you'll chuck up a three. You want to try and get a quick basket. I don't know. What you don't normally get is a player, in this case, Angel Reese, who has a 15-game double-double record, rookie record, 15-game double-double streak on the line. She currently has 8 points and 16 rebounds as the clock is ticking down, and she is battling in a game that is a blowout, battling for position down low with seconds remaining. And here's what happened.
In the game, shot clock is off. Angel Reese has four Liberty players around her. And fans yelling to get the ball into Reese.
I hated this. I thought this was a terrible look for Angel Reese. She ended up not getting the streak extended to 16, so it ends at 15. She catches the ball down low. She immediately gets quadruple teamed because you know what? I didn't like what she was doing there. She was cheating the game, and the Liberty clearly didn't like what she was doing there because she's cheating the game. The Liberty disliked it so much, they didn't care if the Sky were going to score. They didn't care if the Sky were going to get a wide open layup because they were quadruple teaming Angel Reese. They said, if you're going to cheat the game, we're not going to allow you to be the one to score. You want to put up a layup, you want to put up a three, but battling for post position, which, by the way, she did two games ago. They were ahead by 6 points, I think, or 7 points late in the game. There's seconds, 6 seconds remaining. She's battling down low. Instead of them dribbling out the clock, she's battling down low for post position because she only has 9 points. They dump it down to her. They call a phantom foul. She goes to the free throw line. She gets the double-double streak. It was a terrible look then, and it was a terrible look on Saturday. Look, I like the Bayou Barbie, but Angel Reese has shown you there. It's all about Angel, and that's stat padding, and that's a bad look. I didn't like it. I'm glad the streak ended. The Liberty clearly didn't like it either. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about Charles Barkley? Look like he was in a club or some speaking engagement, and this was, I guess, Saturday night, or maybe it was yesterday, after the Trump assassination attempt.
I don't like to be too serious, but I gotta be serious for a second. No, listen for a second. Something really sad happened today. Somebody tried to kill the President of the United States. Now, that is really fucked up.
Technically, it wasn't the president, it was the guy trying to...
Listen, I'm not going to get up here and act like I'm a Trump guy, but I want to say this. I wish President Trump health. I wish him health. Now, I want to make it clear, because I know by the time Fox News shut my shit up tonight, they're going to say I'm voting for him. But I want to wish him the best. We should not be trying to kill the President of the United States. Okay, we can't go back to having fun now.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going big deal. I mean, that's obviously, it has to be a big, not the assassination attempt has to be a big deal, but everyone should feel that way. You know, for anyone out there who says, oh, you know, I wish the bullet hit him straight in the temple instead of in the ear. Do you understand what a fucking catastrophe it is for our country? If a U.S. president, and I understand he's not the president, like, how about the guy who corrects Barkley that he's not the president right now? Shut the fuck up. Do you know what a catastrophe it is for this country if someone who is trying to run for president gets assassinated? I mean, we gotta thank God that bullet missed him. Everyone should hope that he's okay. And everyone should hope we get past this bullshit. I don't see it, but it doesn't seem like we're anywhere close to getting past this, but that was a bad day. That's a bad thing. That was a bad moment in American history. It's obviously a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all the big deals, Canesware and Davey. Go to Canesware.com. Get all your favorite local sports team apparel at Canesware. And of course, Canesware, where we get all of the big deals. Yes! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. So, Home Run Derby tonight. Monday Night Raw. Mommy's back. That's right. Rhea Ripley. She's got to get her man in line. Dirty Dom acting a fool out there. I am looking forward to Raw tonight. I'm also looking forward to tomorrow. We'll talk to you on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba? That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.